It's almost summer, which for many people means insects, which for many people means bug spray and pest control. But reading award-winning graphic artist Peter Cooper's new book, Insectopolis, A Natural History, may change hearts and minds, the way we think of ourselves in relation to insects. Cooper teaches with delight. He introduced the graphic genre to Harvard, and he has here a big hit. His beautiful gray wash and ink drawings, full of wit and humor, are based on an entomology exhibit he helped mount at the New York Public Library in 2022 called Intersects. And those who know what the library looks like inside will be amazed at the accuracy of the drawings. Reading rooms, floors, halls instantly recognizable, with the insects under discussion, flying around, or crawling across the floor, making sardonic comments. All manner of arthropods make their way onto the pages. Bees, cicadas, beetles, flies, moths, dragonflies, ants, spiders, centipedes, butterflies, hello, Vladimir Nabokov, and subspecies beyond belief. Their sheer number and interaction with each other are evidence of the two epigraphs that open this oversized paperback volume. One, if mankind were to disappear, the world would regenerate to what it was 10,000 years ago. Two, if insects were to vanish, the environment would collapse. This last by way of the late, great E.O. Wilson, father of sociobiology. Cooper's certainly up to date, focusing on females. It's the females that typically do the main work in the universe of insects, and as Cooper makes sure we know, it's women scientists, now finally credited with discoveries that contributed key research to entomology and related disciplines. They include Rachel Carson, of course, whose passionate 1962 diatribe against DDT and other chemicals, Silent Spring, affected the way we look at nature. Female scientists not only have been major players in studying how insects benefit the ecosystem, some have also been frontline players in equality movements in science. Cooper highlights the work of Maria Sabella Merriam, 1647 to 1717, for example, the mother of entomology, he calls her, whose work on insect life cycles in Suriname was vital in understanding the relationship between flora and insects. And then there was Margaret Collins, the first Black entomologist, whose pioneering work on termites was equal to her dedication to civil rights in the 50s. What's more, Cooper's literary references, sly and informative, keep the record straight. Gregus Samsa in Kafka's Metamorphosis is not turned into a cockroach, as popular understanding would have it, but a beetle with wings. Nabokov knows. He's central to the book. Insectopolis is a remarkable illustrated account about the way insects have affected and continue to affect our lives, and a fine example of the interaction of art and science. Still, even though Cooper says that only a few of the thousands of species of hated mosquitoes bite or carry disease, I'm keeping a welcoming alcove outside my house for an insect-eating bat who comes visiting me every now and then. I'm Joan Baum.